The central perception of the multisensory human is that he or she is not alone. The multisensory human does not need to rely solely upon his or her own perceptions and interpretations of events for guidance. The multisensory human has conscious access to compassionate and impersonal help in the analysis of his or her possible choices, their probable consequences, and in the exploration of the different parts of himself or herself. The five-sensory human is not alone either. But the five-sensory human is not aware of the assistance that is continually being given to him or her, and, therefore, cannot draw upon that assistance consciously. The five-sensory human must learn primarily through his or her physical experiences. This learning takes longer because lessons that are learned in this way must come through the density of physical matter. For example, a person who needs to learn the lesson of trust will experience a distrust of others. This distrust will create misunderstandings, and these will lead to tensions and unpleasant experiences. If a person is not able to trust, he or she will erroneously interpret the words and actions of others. If a wife tells her husband that she must attend a business meeting, although she would like to be with him, and if her husband is unable to trust, he may take her meaning as a rejection or as a signal that her work is more important to her than he is. This misunderstanding results from his inability to accept what his wife has told him, from his inability to trust her. As the wife continually experiences her husband's misunderstandings, they generate within her feelings of surprise, sorrow, frustration, anger, resentment, and, eventually, the rejection that her husband mistakenly perceived. Thus, the husband, through the dynamic of distrust, creates his most significant fear. A multisensory human can learn more rapidly than a five-sensory human. With the help that is available to it, the multisensory personality can more quickly understand the meaning of its experiences, how they come into being, what they represent, and its role in creating them. It does not need to experience 12 or 20 or 200 painful experiences to learn a major lesson of trust or responsibility or humbleness.